Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm welcoming all of you again to our wonderful Blog Talk Radio show. And to get a hold of us on the phone, you always dial 773-897-6461. This is a great weekend day, and we're looking forward to a lot of callers. And we know that, you know, Saturday's always our wild day, and we just go ahead and go with what we've got out there. I want to do a special thanks today because of yesterday getting turned off, that we want to thank Lady Palmer and let everyone know that if you get a hold of us on Fun Fridays, Lady Palmer is going to be live and on Psychics Gone Wild as a regular guest. And really, she has graciously agreed that she had such a great time yesterday that she wants to come back and do it again. She was very honored and very impressed with the callers and the friends we had there. And so I want to thank all of you who have been pretty much our following fans and really had a great time. We gave away a lot of prizes yesterday, had a lot of fun continuing on with that today. You guys have got Psychic Jethro, and I thank all of you callers. We will be with you on the phone. Looks like we've got about 3 or 4 callers already lined up and more coming. A little casual Saturday. We had a lot of people yesterday, and I apologize to you, anybody who got booted off, because sometimes the computer just does that. Sometimes we have it. And what I had and noticed there is that we had quite a few contestants and people who wanted to get in. I got a lot of emails last night at psychicjethro@aol.com. And what the major consensus was that we really were doing a great time and really wondering how I picked the contestants, because we've been following the show for quite a while and I haven't won anything yet. Well, to you, I write to you, Denise, and I let you know that you just did, because you wrote to me an email. I will give you a free email reading if you send me your picture at that AOL address, and I will give you the free AOL reading. One thing I do, and I do appreciate what that is, you know, I do pick it off numbers. Yesterday, I just rolled a dice here, and the numbers that it came up with the two dice was 8. So I looked over, went down, and 8 was the winner. She won for the contest we've been giving away, and we know that she went ahead and contacted me, and we all know that Cecily, that was on yesterday, won the prize of both readings by me and Celeste. And right now, she has sent to me, and I am scheduling with her on the time. I know that last week Pamela won the book, signed book, and we're getting together on that. And those of you who've been sending to me on your contest, continue to do it, because what I do is the same thing. I go down, I put them in, and then I look at the pictures, and I see that we have basically got people that are working with the emails, and so I just do it that way. If you ever feel unfairly, please let me know, because a lot of the fun that we do on this, as we do in the readings when you call on the phone, is to let you guys have a different taste of the Psychics Gone Wild and to obviously give you a taste of what we do. We thank all of you and promote. I had a very recent experience here, and I want to share with you guys on Psychics Gone Wild. A lot of the psychics we're finding out are pretty much booked, and it's because of 2012. And this is a good thing and a not so good thing. One thing I do promise you, those of you who are my clients or those of you who are getting in on this and becoming one, I will get with you in a couple days. I apologize about the delay. If you want to get with me, you call me. I will do all attempts. But I can't always promise like I used to that I can get right away with you on it. I do promise you we do the mini questions here, and I've been promoting that on Facebook and through others to call 773-897-6461. We'll give you that free mini reading, but the days of calling and just, you know, Jethro's at the phone obviously aren't there. I do try to keep my phone, and if you notice, I keep that up. If you ever do get a real busy one, or you get where my phone's full, which does happen as we're really getting busier with everything, please get a hold of me at the psychicjethro@aol.com. Leave me your name and telephone number, and a brief question. What I will do is I will schedule with you. I know that we had a conflict on Psychic Chat of what were we doing and how come they weren't getting responded. Positively, the reason for that is not enough fingers and too much work to do. I love to type. I'm more of a talker, and I did appreciate the friends who are on there. If you ever have other questions, you've got all the other psychics. You know, we've got pretty much a lot of psychics on Psychics Gone Wild, and I do encourage that. One thing, Psychic Celeste has picked up a lot of my email readings, and I really do not only coach that, but I do approve it because Psychic Celeste is very, very gifted and has worked with me in Arizona, in Sedona, in my psychic classes, and will be doing that futurely. So please, if you, you know, ever have a something you want read quickly or you want to, she's agreed to help with this. Call her at 928-284-4422 and she will help you. And this is a really great thing. Now, we've run into a little bit of a thing here that she's back up on her wheels. She's been hurt, and she's going to be with us starting Psychic Mondays, back with those fun days on Mondays. And we're going to start our week off with a kick off, and we're raising that to 90 minutes. So those of you who are new to the show or learning, please tune in and listen to us on the mornings because it's the morning show for me to get up. You guys, you've been doing a lot of work. You all know I'm a very nocturnal Scorpio, and I've been working a lot of morning hours. So me and Celeste will be back on Mondays. She was sick last week and fell and hurt herself. Back on the horse again, working real hard. We've been really putting out a lot of effort to get a lot of pronouncing done, and we're working towards getting those out there. Please, as you guys are thinking about, anytime you have any questions, you know, join Psychics Gone Wild, and we automatically, you'll get to be able to not only mail us, but you also get to be able to know when we're on, because I send that out daily. And for those of you who've been really working with us and working on this site, you know that we've been doing this every day and pretty much really consistently. We're going to run through that at the top of the hour because what we've got here is we've got some contests, but you guys have listened to me for the last, you know, good 8 minutes. And without too much more push here, I'm going to go right into our first caller here. We've got 970. How are you doing, 970?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to have you, this is Psychic Jethro, and I'm going to give you a mini reading here. I just need you to say your first name for me.
Karen.
Okay. And Karen, I'm feeling here with you. You've got some questions, but what I want to do, I do know you, and to be fair and honest with the people, I'm going to have you just ask me your question, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. So go ahead and ask me what your question you have.
I'm really excited to move on to self-employment, and I have a property for sale, and I'm curious as to how you see the realtors. Are they working it hard? I know that's only just part of the whole situation is what they do, what they add to it, but that is a definite link that needs to be there. So I was just wondering what you saw with that.
I see with that happening. I see with you really doing some well there, and I'm looking at it happening. I've been really trying to get some other things together, and I feel like what the guys are showing me with you is they're showing me that you're able to, I see this coming together, and I see it there, and what I see happening also is I see that you've really got some other things working. And Karen, I apologize, but we're doing a little bit of technical, so if it does beep on you or you hear other sounds, we've got a really good thing here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a little bit of technical with the telephones. And I'm feeling that with you, that I feel you pretty much really taking off with it getting sold in the new business. And by saying that, the guys are showing me that this is going to be able to do it. The realtors are working with it. This is that really unique property that I've read for you before, that you're trying to get some of those properties sold there, correct?
The really unique one I'm keeping, for sure. But the other one I am selling.
Okay, and that's what the guys are saying. They said they're going to be working with you on the other one getting sold, and this is going to be able to come about with the realtors. But this is ironic. I've had like four people in different states calling me around in that area, the Four Corners, and it's because it's going to happen. But it seems like the real boost is going to be there for you guys. It's going to be there when it starts happening in September, and I see that being part of it. And that's what the guys are showing me. And what I really feel this being there is I feel this is going to be part of the answer for you, and I feel that really taken off. I also see that as we've got things happening here, this is also going to be really a strong time for you to go ahead and go with it. And we also see you doing some other things there. And the guys are telling me that there seems to be with the realtors right now that are working on it, they've got some leads, but it's taken a little while for the people to work out with the going on this. Like that, what I'm picking up is that the leads they've got on buying it and selling it are pretty much they've got some people that are interested or looking, but they're not seeming to come up with the amounts or looking at it. They're still trying to get qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to happen.
Okay.
The, And I feel that, and I really feel with this going. I feel this is going to be this. I also see the real positive light in the work happening for you, as I see you taking off real well. And I see you doing really good with what you were looking at, and I see it happening real positive for you. You know, I think that the adjustment here is, and those of you who are listening in know that I'm going to be real blunt and honest. I know Karen. Karen's a very gifted person and very positive person. And one of the things that I'm feeling here is those of you who listen to the Living in the Psychic Realm, Karen was one of our listeners then, and I'm one of her listeners, and I'll let you guys know that. And one thing we really look forward to is the guides are really showing me a lot here. And they're showing me that as you've been helping other people and things happening, Karen, this property and the working with this is so you can be self-sufficient, and they're holding you here at the job you've got now, some of it through May. They said there's still one more person that's going to come in there that's going to help that you're going to do. They're keeping you kind of like a tug-of-war. If you're ready to start your own business, you're real good at that, but they're keeping you in this other business through this time a little bit, but it's starting to adjust, and it's going to happen for you. I also see what the angels are showing me for you, Karen, is that you have some other guide work here. And when we were talking earlier, this is something that those of you new listeners listening in, as Karen is a very unique person. She has property in the Four Corners. I hope this is okay to share, Karen, that is really one of those unique properties. It's one of those properties that we're seeing a lot of energy coming out of. We're seeing a lot of things happening. We know that this is one of those places, those vortex, one of those energies in this planet that's on a ley line.
Yes.
And this is what the really excellent good thing. And the other property that Karen's selling is looking there with it. And I can see this happening, that someone coming in to take this property. Am I correct, Karen, that you've shown me this property's got highway to it or something? There's some kind of there's more than just a dirt access. There's a highway access.
Pretty close to it, yes.
That's what I'm getting. That's what the guys are saying. They said this is going to be someone taking this on. Now, we're talking larger amount of property, too. Both of these are not like 1 acre.
Right. They're over around 100 or more.
Okay. I'm very accurate. I'm making Karen work, too, because as Karen does this, you guys, those of you who listen in for the psychic classes and stuff, if you notice there, you know, you ask me, how do I do? But if Karen was thinking of it, I mean, obviously, I know that. But by me thinking of it and me saying that gives Karen, it makes Karen look at it, think of it. She knows, obviously, her land well. I've already done that. But what I'm seeing and what I'm helping you guys who are doing this as classes, and those of you in the chat room and on Facebook with me today, please listen, because what you're getting here is you're seeing what I'm doing. You guys keep saying, how do I do this? Well, I'm doing it by opening the energy. Then as they did that, and I apologize, Karen, I'm using you an example for my students, but when I'm opening this energy here, and what we're seeing, Karen, is we're also seeing, Karen, sometimes here I feel like you have got something else happening here. Your guides are really working with you, and they're opening you up, Karen. They're telling me that they talk to you, and they've been keeping you up at night.
Well, I think I'm waking up two or three times a night, and I'm doing a lot of inner work, which has just been really beautiful and expansive and deepening, and so that's just been really awesome, and I just can't tell you how good that has been for me. And please feel free to use me for your students. That really is a joyful thing for me, too, to know that other people are learning from this. But I am, and I'm hearing more. You know, sometimes it's been hard in the past to distinguish that intuitiveness from, you know, my very blabbery mind. And, you know, I used to say I think for a hobby. So, you know, that's something I've had to sort out. And, but it just seems naturally to be, it's not like there's a lot of necessarily distinctive difference, but I just know the difference. So it's not coming across different. It's not like, you know, a voice in English or, you know, with an English accent or anything that would go, oh, that's the other voice. That's the, you know, that's my guidance or that's however that is. It's just that I know more.
Yeah. I love that. And that's exactly what she just described to you guys is when your energy is doing that. And it, you know, everyone has their different things. They work with energies. And like Karen was just saying there, it's not like that. And I know that when I first started really enhancing my gifts, and those of you who've read my book will realize that I said in there, I kind of thought that it was like, I had a little preconceived ideas, and I was younger at working with it. And through the years, I've loved when they say just the knowing. One thing, you guys, and I know some of you have already guessed, you know, please kind of keep it a secret for the rest of them in the groups, that this is Karen Kinsey. We're going to say it over the radio. But the excellent thing is when I need a real positive talk, or I need to listen to energy, I will go on and listen to Turbo Talk on Blog Talk Radio. There's where Karen is really in her area, and one of our excellent friends. One of the things I love here when, you know, we're talking about going through with it is you go to different friends and you go to people, and one of the really good things we've had here is, like Karen was just saying, she's raising her energies and they're doing this. We have this very common question. I'm getting a lot of people from New Mexico that are saying, what are these headaches? What is this energy? Why is things happening? Very much what we're just discussing here on the fact that what Karen was saying with Waken Is Up. Now, Karen brought up a really good point here for all of you students and people that are listening in. As you're listening and you're hearing us on Psychics Gone Wild, and you're realizing, okay, I'm getting up quite a few times, and the guys are doing this. And one of the things I love with the guys is they all call it God's neglected gift, our dreams. And what I've had is that I will say stuff in the day, and I catch myself going, you know, I really need to be picking up more. I really need to be sensing. I'm putting out that vibe. I'm really working in my meditation. And all of a sudden, that night, I'm up all night, and I really am getting more. I really am seeing more. And I think this is where I've teased my guides, and I have, you know, those of you who laughed on the shows, I argue with them at times. I've had a few little things. I love my guides very much, but we have such a years and always been that I will, you know, say something like that, and then I go, okay, and then the next day I look at it, and what I see happening is that my conscious and my subconscious are really working together. That beta stage when we're in between in our meditative or prayer state, and we're really getting our psychic gift, is so enhanced that they will wake me up all night going, okay, you're getting too much delta. You're getting it. So then the next day I go, okay, and I work with them. And what I can see with Karen and what I'm feeling here with you, Karen, is that's part of what this other positive is. I'm seeing so much on the other side of karmic coins with you. I see your angels going, you're helping so many people. This new positive step with this new business and it happening are going to be so good that they're telling me that they're working with it and they're going to bring someone in. They're telling me that for this amount of property and for it to be successful, the guys are still holding with it and what they're working on. They said that there'll be someone coming in and they'll be working with you on it in the summer months, and it'll take close to finalizing and close to, I get it by the last of August, and actually physical things in your hand in September. And the reasoning is that there's two things. They're telling me energy-wise and they're telling me guide-wise, you need to be able to have things kind of going up there, and that's part of what's happening. Part of the other part for you is that it's they're trying to get the guides to make this happen for you. They're also trying to get you to feel that energy, and that's what they're also getting. And that's part of what's happening here. Karen, one of the things about it is how many times would you say you, in the month, do you, with helping people as you are and what you're doing in your career and your work, do you feel like it's coming from all directions?
What do you mean? What coming from all directions?
Oh, I apologize. It's
okay.
It's like I've got this little baby. And it's like, Karen, you'll hear in the energy and you'll feel in the day that you've got it coming in all directions. Like people are there. You've got energy happening. You've got the angel work happening. You've got the phones ringing. And you're going, whoa, those kind of directions. How much do you feel that happening to you?
Quite a bit. And I do take the quiet time, too, you know, away from people and do my meditations and going in. And that has been really, really successful for me in terms of I can feel that coming out of me, you know, and radiating out. And so that's when I know that that's really a positive thing for me. But, yeah, during my day and my evenings, it gets very busy.
And this is what we love about Karen, and this is to help all of you guys who realize that. I got one of the biggest things we've got is that we don't have time in the day, or we get that, and that's what she just explained to you very well. And I know you guys are like, you know, you're catching on what I'm doing today. The angels put this together. I had no idea with the person that was my guest that came in and let me know a few minutes before the show that she wasn't able to, but here we've got Karen. I put her on the spot a little bit, and I apologize. It's our friend Karen from Turbo Talk. Here she is listening in, and we're doing that. They're telling me that with her business and the time. They're also telling me, as Karen just said to you, you guys. Did you hear what she said? She takes time for herself. This is what I love about you guys who listen in to the shows, and you're always writing me on different things. There's your key there. You know, you heard this yesterday with Lady Palmer. She explained to the person about taking that bath. Remember, she was telling the person, she went into great detail. I had a lot of people tease me yesterday, writing me what was going on. What the intuitive was telling the person and what the angels were, was she wanted that person to take that time for herself. Now you just heard it in a better terminology, in a very positive terminology too, and an even better is that Karen was saying, take that time for herself, letting things come out. We thank all of you guys. Today we're having a little problem with our promotions. So those of you on, and I realize we haven't got that through. I'm bouncing back and forth between the two places. We in the chat room, if you want to write, the best way would be to get into our chat room here. I'm going to be unfortunately having to go back from Facebook. So those of you on, we're getting real busy. So we're here on Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro at 919. You're on the air. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I thank you for waiting a little bit. We're a little wild today.
No problem.
It's that weekend time, and I thank you for being patient. I want you to do me a favor and say your name, and if you don't mind, I'll give you a reading, and then we'll go into what you've got as a question, because you seem like you're really stressed, 919.
Yeah, I am. My name is Brandy.
Okay.
And, I am pretty stressed, so...
Yeah, I can feel it. I feel it really there. And I'm feeling some tears here. And I'm feeling like, Brandy, I feel like this has happened, and I think it's unfair. I feel like there's been something happened to you that wasn't really making sense to you.
In the past, probably, you know. And the tears, like, I've cried more than ever in the last few weeks than I ever have, so...
That's what I'm feeling. And what I feel here with you is that you're ready, and you're ready to look at that future, Brandy. And that's what we and you are going to do. And what the angels are telling me, you know, I've had a lot of people getting things, and if you get a lot of sounds on it, I've had everything checked. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can feel you fine, but I'm getting some other complaints from others, and I apologize. The best way to get a hold of us is 773-897-6461. If you call my home phone number, you'll just get my answer machine. But we're on the air on Psychics Gone Wild, guys. So, Brandy, what I've got here for you, what I really would like to do is I'd like to just really get intense with you. And I think you called in at a really good time today. You get a lot of Jethro's attention because we're having a lot of phone problems. And I just love what the guys are saying, Brandy. You know, I felt that with those tears. I also feel that you've got something else in relationship. You're ready to really have your hand out there. I keep seeing you reaching out in life, and I keep seeing someone like trying to, I don't want to say slap your hand, but I feel like somebody's trying to keep you in a box. Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I am feeling that.
As far as like relationship-wise?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
So, you know, it hasn't been great.
That's what I'm feeling. And I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm being real blunt. And Brandy, if he's listening, I'll probably be in trouble, but that's okay. The angels are telling me that this is kind of done, you know. You are a good person, and you feel that. And you are really, this relationship's done. I mean, every time I look, I'm getting tears here, and I apologize. But I feel this is where you need someone like Karen or someone obviously in counseling too. But what I'm getting, Brandy, is I get this person is just, they just can't stay good to you. Every time
you're right.
You got me going. I'm on my soapbox. See, Jethro, stand up on his soapbox, because this is the number one thing for me. If I'm not happy, then I got to look at why. And what I'm feeling from Brandy is I feel like every time Brandy makes a suggestion in the house, every time Brandy's doing something, she's got a relationship where somebody's trying to control her. They're basically, and they're negative. They're saying things to you that are very vicious.
Not... You know, just coming out and just saying it, but kind of just not taking what I'm saying to, okay, yeah, she might know what she's talking about, opposed to them thinking they know everything, and so. Hello? Uh-oh. Can't hear him. Oh, man. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Psychic Jethro, and they just kicked me out, so I'm glad I'm back. We have a lot of people in the room, and please, those of you there, and I thank you, Brandy. You know, I can feel this, and I know we're going to get intense. Okay, I think we're going to get really nuts, and Brandy got picked, you guys, so hang on. You can push your buttons, you can push your energy, but Brandy gets to talk to me. And Brandy, what we were just talking there, and what we were saying was that this person and the energy, and what I'm getting here, and that's what the guys were saying, they're telling me that this relationship is something that you don't want to really kind of give up yet. And there's some sadness here, although this relationship is frustrating. And that's part of what you called in about.
Yes. Well, no, I didn't really call in about that. But it's something heavy on me. It is. And I feel like the same way that it would just come to a point where, okay, this is all we could do and it's not working out. You know, what do we do from here to get better, which is go our separate ways. So.
That's what I'm feeling, and I apologize. And your guides are who kicked me off. So I'm going to ask permission again with Brandy's guides that they will be nice with me, and I'll be nice with them. And they're letting me know that where I was going. Did you catch what I was doing and what I was saying? They didn't. I wouldn't be quiet, and I will not get on my soapbox again. Okay, you got my point. But what we're getting here for Brandy is I agree here, and they said that you're not done yet with this relationship, but it is to the point of going that. They are also telling me that you have some other things here, and that's what the angels are saying. They're telling me that you two are going to be working together on looking at this. There's something not honest here, and that's what I want them to show me. I'm asking your guides, and they're doing the permission. They said it's okay, and there's a reason for everything. That's why me and Brandy are on Psychic's Gone Wild today, and that's what the angels put us together. Brandy, if it's okay with you, I'd like you just to give me a little more energy here of this person. If you're okay, I feel like something's happened here between you two that it's like you said, if it isn't going to change, I keep seeing this hurt. I only see the tears, but I see like you were put back, set down, and something wasn't right. And now I feel this person that they love you, but they're confused. And that's why the guides are they corrected me and give you a little more time here with it, but it's like I know you called in on something else. I want to get there first. As you guys heard yesterday, Lady Palmer, the intuitive, explained to you guys that's sometimes the hard part. You guys call in for a lady was upset. She called in for a general reading, and she got all the stuff about her family. Well,
right.
The angels and the guides are worried about that, and that's what they're worried with Brandy. And I'm going to let Brandy get her question, but I want Brandy to deal with what the angels want, because the angels are telling me that you've got someone on the other side, family, who said they're not going to get you to cry anymore. They come in when you're crying. They're telling me that they want you to cry.
Probably my mom. Probably my mother.
Yeah, and she's had enough, and she's not given any neither. You know, you want to talk about stubborn, you tell a mom on the other side that she can't tell her daughter that. Not going to do it. I want to be on this side without broken stuff. I love this person, and she's letting me know real clearly that she also has been wanting Brandy on there, and she's tired of the tears. She said she's watched you do it. She knows you're a good person. She also knows that you have put a lot of effort into this and that you have a really good capability that you're a good person. You did put a lot into the relationship. There's something wrong here about the hurt there, and she's showing me that there's something about the honesty with this relationship. This person's going to sit down and be honest with you. If they would have told you these things before, you wouldn't have gotten, things would have happened differently.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just the cheating, you know, the cheating part and the lying part, and I went into it with all honesty, all respect, and I was disrespected in the end. So now it's like I'm just at the point, you know, like, okay, well, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and, you know, that's just where I'm at right now. So I think that's like the dishonest part that you're feeling on.
I feel that, and I feel what I feel real strong with you happen here. And Brandy, I bear with me, all you guys on the rest of the phone. It's going to be Brandy hour, and I know it's all right, but it's when the angels are working with this, the angels are working with us. So those of you who call in, we're going to be here. And if it takes me calling in, tomorrow I'm off Sunday, and you've got 2 hours with Kelly. We've got other people calling in, and I'm always there. If you need to call me at 928-284-0437, and I'll schedule a time. Brandy, what's going on with you and what the angels are telling me is that this has come down to a point where you and your angels are kind of more than we always joke about Jethro arguing with mine. And I do have arguments sometimes with my guides. Your mom and your angels are sitting here and they're going, He's got to get honest. And they're giving him the kick in the caboose. They're giving him the stuff going silly. He's going a little want to pull his hair out and say, Mommy. And he should, because what he's done here with you is he got with you and he made a very positive from words with you. Your mom's telling me that when he got your hand, he went about it the honorable way or he wouldn't be with you.
Right.
She's like,
right.
Man, whoa, yeah, we're respect, and I'm glad she loves you and me. She's got your mom's got a temper. You didn't tell me that before you called in.
She does.
She does. Woo wee, and she has a good point to have a temper. You know, those of you who know with me passing on the other side and back, when they're doing that energy, they're saying that, and she's telling me real clear here. She's like, you know, he wouldn't have been with Brandy. He wouldn't have been with Brandy if any of this was known. Your mom also was very sensitive. She had a gut feeling for people. She would not have let him take out her daughter in law more than fly over the moon backwards. That's funny. Woo.
Yes. He's never met her, but, yeah, that's definitely my mother. She has a temper. But you're right. We would have never been together, really. So he wasn't even my type. And I kind of bent what I'm used to, and, you know, it had worked from that point on.
Well, and she's the one that's wanting this to happen, and she's also wanting the other energy here, and I love that, and we're working with that. And, Brandy, what I see going on here is I see the real positive is that you are to that point of sitting down, and it's going to go one way or the other with him. And it's what I'm getting here in the future, and what I'm seeing is I see the angels and the guides putting him on the spotlight, as I call it. And what they're doing is they're going, okay, you know, you want Brandy, then this is the line you're going to have to do. And I wish I had a Johnny Cash song, I'd play it, Walk the Line, because that's what they're saying about it. They're making it up. I love country. Thank you. I haven't heard country in a while. My family loves country, too. I've got some of your guys helping me with some music here and everything. Like, he'll walk the line. And it's like, you know, he'll either walk the line or he's not going to be in this part. What I feel happening for you, Brandy, is I feel there's something else going on, too, that we're going to look at with you in career and work. They said that you kind of got your path a little bit on the tipsy here. You're very smart, and you took a job or you got into something you weren't sure about at one point, and it got you flipped off your path. They're telling me where your career is. Something's going on here with you in work.
Well, I'm not working right now. But I am attending classes for my GD.
Good. That's where it got off of the path, and that's where it's going to be back on. And what they're telling me is you're getting back on there with the career, and they're telling me that this is the positive of it. I see you later doing some other work, and that's what I'm getting now. See, and I love this on the other side. You're very smart. Know that. Everyone knows that. I mean, you know, Brandy, you're probably one of the best examples. I love what she just said. She's going back to get her. That was a very intense, positive thing. Those of you who are looking at that, it means a difference. You know, and one thing I love about it, Brandy, what the guys are saying about it with you is they're putting in a lot of effort here and energy. You have got so much potential. I see you rocking. I see you going out there, and I see you getting into this. I see you really taking off there. You've got a really good creativity about you. That with a little of this, and you're getting back into school, I see you doing a little bit more things. I see you taking off as like an entrepreneur doing some business work. I see you have a flair there for beauty with your eye. You do well in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things everybody talks about. This country's got things out there to help people that are trying to start their new businesses, things going out there. This Brandy's doing that. I see things helping for you. I see you getting out there and doing that. And Brandy, one thing I see really strong for you later is I'm going to have you give me your date of birth, if you don't mind.
It's February 2nd, 1982.
Oh, very good. See, now I see some other energy also raising here that they're showing me for you that this is the time for things to start going into and working on that. And we're going to look. I got the other psychic on the line here, and I think she got yours. I'm going to have Casey in the birth cards here. You want to have you look at that. Did you get the birth date?
Yeah, I did. I think, Brandy, I spoke with her dear to.
Okay. She's going to do that, and she's got that. No, she's okay, and I want her to get that because we're going to give a little bit more of energy, and what I'm going to make her do is I'm going to have her look a little farther into her stuff and get something a little different here in that other career, something she didn't tell you on there. The really good thing about the birth cards is there is a lot. When you order these and you get them, you get so much that she's only giving you a piece. She couldn't have done it on the whole show because it's even if she read the whole thing to you, it's more than 2 hours. So what I'm getting here, Brandy, is I'm making her work on your numbers so I can focus back in on this right with the angels. Now, Brandy, I thank you. You've been patient. Go ahead and give me your what you were looking at.
Okay. I had called in because I've just been in the stomper lately of past few weeks. And I was trying to figure out when I would, you know, just stop feeling so down and depressed. Usually it doesn't bother me as much and everything, but it just has been very hard for me in the last few weeks.
No, and I think it helped a while ago. We made you laugh, and I think we also helped.
Yeah.
You know what these guides are doing, and you know who's there. I mean, she says she touches you. She keeps showing me that your mom's showing me that she reaches over and she keeps, like, touching you. She keeps trying to help you. She says you've been down like this for a while, like you said. Your mom's talking to me. Do you mind me doing this? This is kind of medium work here.
No, I don't mind.
If you would have said different, I would have said, well, you know what? I
my mother, she used to come to me in my dreams, but she would be yelling at me.
And she's not stopped now. And she's saying that now. She's going
to
continue because you're hurt.
But she doesn't come to me anymore. And I think that's one, I know for sure that that's like one reason why I'm down was the past of my mother. And it used to help me when she came to me in my dreams and stuff like that. And then she just stopped, so.
And there's where, as we've got here today, you know, on Turbo, I've got a really good favor. I'm going to ask our professional here, feeling this, and what would you suggest, Karen, on the phone, what would you tell Brandy to do there with some of this? I mean, you can feel this between her and her mom, the word grieving or something. What would be your suggestion, professional, for her?
I would definitely spend some time talking to her, and it may be actually her. It may be her that you remember. It, you know, there's all kinds of layers to that, being talking to her. But just speak to her and pour out your heart. And that's going to bring forth a lot of the stagnant energy, I think, in that regard.
Very, very beautiful. And thank you, Karen. See how, you guys, what this is a really excellent thing in what Karen was saying there. And, Brandy, as you were feeling the energy and everything happening, can you feel what's happening? I mean, I can feel when she was saying that, when Karen was talking, your mom and you are still going to be doing some work. And I love that you said she yells at you. Your mom seems to be not only hot-tempered, but she had, like, thank you. She said, I can say it. She had two pedals, stop and go, and most of the time she was going. I love that. And that's what she's doing. And she's telling me that there's also, you know, that this is part of it. And this is the hardest thing, those of us who have grieved. And I am going to talk just a second here more. And Brandy, I thank you. I kind of put you on the spot a lot, really, with a lot with you today. The other people have been patient. But you need this. And that's what we're here for on Psychics Gone Wild. We're here to help people. We've got people every day of the week, and you guys can call in and get one of us. Today was the day for Brandy. And Brandy, I feel like I agree very much what Karen was saying. I also see something here with you happening real soon as you're going through this other thing. I see this relationship. I see that you two are going to come to a terms here of you're either going to stay as a friend, which you were first kind of were, but I do see you guys coming to a thing with that. I do see this as sadly happening, and they won't let me go on that every time I keep trying to go around it.
The thing about it is, as far as with the relationship, and you were talking about the terms. So I said, you know, I had said to my husband that, all right, if you want to go out there and cheat on me and everything like that, then if you want to see other people, I can see other people. We can have an open relationship. That's what we had talked about. Maybe deep down inside, I didn't really want that, but he agreed to it.
I feel that, and I feel this is coming to an edge. I'm really proud of you. You know, people say that, and I love that. And your mom's like, and we both know that you are so old fashioned, and really how you are. The whole time you were saying that, she was yelling again, and you did like you always did. You laughed and ignored her, and she says that it always has been that way, and she's laughing. She was like, you know. And if he thinks he's going to be able to get around with this without her messing with him, he's sadly mistaken. You will notice things starting to happen odd. I mean, some of the things he loses, some of the times he's stressed, sometimes he's doing it. That's her helping. That's the mother's curse if she gets to come over and do that. She loves that. She's saying that. And Brandy, I'm going to have Kelly give you a last little bit. I know you guys talked before, but I want to see, did you get a little piece there, Kelly? You can give her a little more of looking at those destiny cards real quick for a few minutes.
You bet. Okay, she is the Ten of Spades, and it's called the Workaholic card. What there's indications here is that she has a really tough time balancing work with family because both are really important, and it's like, and the Ten of Spades tends to do things like, you know, really whole hog, just like all the way or nothing type of things. There can be this indecision about love or problems in marriage revolving around a fear of poverty. If you misuse this power given to you, it can cause great many difficulties in your personal lives. And yet, you're really capable of this great unattached spiritual love, and you can have everything you want if you look to the higher sides for direction and guidance. You've got some karma cards that kind of contribute to that. You find, you know, that personality where you go to extremes and things. You're going to meet with endings in this life designed to teach you the value of letting go of personal attachments to ideas and lifestyles. And when you meet that challenge, you can live to experience the heights of spiritual awareness. In relationship, this is kind of like that conflict between work and families, and you're both, you know, you're strongly devoted to both of this. You're really ambitious and creative, but you can become decisive in the love arena, which leads to problems. Often unsure what you really want, truly want in love matters, or else you can attract romantic partners that can't, you know, can't make a commitment, or, you know, kind of vacillate along the way, kind of like what's happening. In either case, the outcome is kind of the same as changes and fluctuations in romantic life. Financial issues are usually connected to the separations, and yeah, the Ten of Spades don't often get the good end of the stick. Okay,
right.
There's that. There's good love karma though, and you can have a really good marriage. The Five of Spades with your planetary ruler, just you do a lot of traveling or moving in your life, and it adds that adventurous
mm-hmm.
side to your personality. Even the bad experiences, you will have value for you because what you'll learn from it. You'll love to be with people. You have some success in groups of all kinds, the larger the better. You got this fair amount of sales and promotion ability, and you could really easily make a living doing that kind of work. You're really amicable. You can relate to just about anybody on their level, make people really feel comfortable with you. But your restlessness is really at the heart of that card's meaning. And you've got this is a year of major completion for you in some things. And whether that is like, you know, a graduation, like high school graduation, or disappointment, it's like this is that as one door closes, as the other door opens. And we kind of talked about that a little bit.
Okay, very good. And when we got here, Brandy, and you got that a little bit, we've also got our really good guest star, and Karen Kelsey's on here. She's got a little bit of two for you. Is this okay, Brandy? You all right?
Oh, fine. I'm fine.
We're tagging you. We're giving it to all of you.
Oh, fine.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say I think some inner work with your little girl would be really good to make sure that you're not yelling at her and that she's heard and that, you know, because what I'm hearing in this relationship stuff is a lot of that needing to take care of yourself and being that okay. And
mm-hmm.
And your inner girl, your little girl inside of you will tell you what she needs from you. You know, if there's some nurturing that you need, she'll let you know. If you pay attention to her and kind of break that pattern, I mean, I know you and your mom really love each other and love each other, but you don't want to be yelling at your little girl inside. You know, that's not a good standard for her. She needs to be heard and taken care of, and in taking care of her, you're taking care of yourself. And some of these things I think will work themselves out then, because as you do that, you change your vibration and your frequency, and then you're going to, you know, attract that kind of person in your life and basically detract the person that's not like that in your life. And it'll evolve naturally. So, you know, just encourage you to do some of that work. And if you need some more information on that, feel free to contact me on that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome, so...
You are too, Brandy.
Thank you so much.
Great. We're going ahead here, and we're looking at Psychics Gone Wild. And while we're talking here, everybody, you guys are listening to us live. I thank you that have been on the line. You'll be the next caller up, 716. And what we've got happening is we've been talking and discussing with some of the people who are calling in. One of the great things that we're doing is May is going to be that month. So those of you who have really been listening in to Psychics Gone Wild, follow us in May. We're going to start out with a real boom. May Day, we're going to have Psychic Ron on with his angel cards. It's on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to also have some of the really good things that you guys are used to. We're going to have Psychic Celeste on every Monday. She's back. She's ready. She's going longer minutes. We're going to have her in Sedona. She's really excited and hyper and giving out deals for those people who like that Gone Wild. Psychic Jethro will be here. I'm going to be doing my part, hopefully working, you know me, eating food and acting silly. One of the really good things that we've also got is we've got Casey Kelly and her birth card. She's here. She's ready. She's got those cards in her hand. She's ready to read them. Get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. We've added new and better. If you call in on Wednesdays, you're going to have a reading by Tristan. Tristan from Florida. She's up. She's ready. She's going wild. Get a hold of her now. Call on Wednesdays. Guaranteed. Always special guest stars. You never know who's calling in. Today, those of you who are listening, we've got Karen Kelsey on here talking with us from TurboTalk. Can you believe it, guys? We're really doing well. Get into that website. Get into the room. We're all going in there. Casey and the cards is in there. Those of you who want that healthy coffee, grab her now. She's in the website room. You can also get a hold of us and do that through me, or you can also do it through her. One of the things about the Organo Gold coffee, everyone realizes, not only does the mushroom healthy, but it really helps people with their systems. Good example, I quit smoking over a year ago. Used to be a real smoker. Now I'm sitting here happy to say, feeling not a lot better, and I owe a lot of it to it. It really helped detox me, so I didn't have that nicotine in that. Now, of course, I eat a lot, which I teach you guys, but, you know, I'm looking good, feeling good, and if you guys looked on Facebook, I was pretty proud of the fact that when you guys got on there, if you look on Psychic Chat, my new pictures in the last couple of weeks from Florida were good. The pictures I've got on my website, some of them are still California from this year and Hawaii from this year, but most of them are from Tampa. Look at those. I can proudly say I'm the poster baby for that coffee. Get a hold of Kelly. She'll get you signed up now, get you going, and get some in. I love the green tea. We're going to have, like I said, starting out with a wham. May is going to be Psychic Ron, like I said. Then you turn right around, and we've got Lady Palmer. She's one of ours, going to be a regular. Lady Palmer is going to be on Friday. Fun Friday is going to have Lady Palmer on. Those of you who listened yesterday, we did an hour and a half show. We didn't get to all of you, but we've got a lot of you coming. Please get a hold of us. She left you her phone number. She left you how to get a hold of her. She even did a singing healing for Kelly, which was really excellent. She did some other work with some things there. And, yes, I did get a little publicity. We do prayers on here. We do mantra on here. And sometimes you'll hear me say the word totem. Totem is my Native American belief, and I'm allowed to do it. It's still there. We love that. We appreciate all your opinions. There, we're going to have it. Those of you who did your compliments, I thank you. It means a lot to me when you send them out. Yes, I got an email and wants to know what happened to my thank you cards. Psychic Jethro has been a bad boy. What I've been doing is I've been handling a lot of things, and I've got myself off. I will be sending those thank you cards again. I really appreciate all of you. Yes, if you are my client, like I was saying earlier, please still continue to call. We've had a little bit of a glitch because of Florida, but we're back bigger and stronger. Anytime you call Psychic's Gone Wild, you're going to catch one of us. One thing I really do appreciate today, we had we've done with this, and I want any of you friends and family out there, we're getting a lot of people in the rooms and stuff, please try to call if you know Sandra Green. We know she was going to be on today, and we know that she's kind of feeling a little bit of down. I apologize to those of us. She'll tell me it's none of her business. We know that she's really good and gifted, and we want to see her back. She's a really good person. You can tell her Psychic Jethro said so. We're looking at going into the top of the part here, and we're going to turn around and give out in about 6 minutes. We're going to start those free giving out the readings we've got. So hang on, people. Let me tell you how to get some really good readings while we're at it. We've got some excellent contests going on in May. Those of you who know how to get involved with these contests and have been listening in, you need to send to psychicjethro@aol.com. That's my email. Or you can send here if you join on Psychic's Gone Wild and you're one of our followers. You can just mail it or message me here a receipt that you bought, Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, and I'll put you in for an hour-long reading. It's one of those fun things we're doing. I've had people write in to me and say, I bought one at Barnes & Noble. I bought it at Amazon. I bought it at Balboa.com. Please do that. We're running a contest from those people at the end of May. We're going to pick a winner. That winner's going to get a full hour reading. That's a $120 reading from me with that. Those of you who know and listened in to the shows and realize through the years, what we're here to is to help people. I want to keep helping you. Please help me by following and listening and give me your opinions. We did get a really good positive. The two ladies that were on Wednesday were so much fun that we laughed and we laughed again. Please tell them we really love them. From Tea and Time. So Tea and Time, thank you. We've got that as an email sent to me. That's what we're here for, and that's what I want to thank. That would have been Kelly and Tristan. They're on Wednesdays. They are out there trying to help people. So now we're without a little bit more. We've been patient. Those of you, 904, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just going a little wild here.
Yes, I can tell you're all hyped up and talking fast.
Nah, not Jethro. No, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in Florida. Excuse me, as well.
I'm glad. I'm happy.
I was eating some walnuts. My name is Sarah. I spoke to you a little over a week ago.
Yes, you did.
The email abundance.
Yes, you did, Sarah. Did you send it to me at psychicjethro@aol.com?
No, you sent it to me.
Oh, I sent it to you? Oh, I'm grounded. Look at me. I'm out there sending mails to women that I don't even know. I'm going to get in trouble. No, I'm kidding. I do know. Yes, I remember you. And, Sarah, I thank you for calling in and listening. And we got some energy work. We were talking here about it, and I do remember. You know, and I encourage you always to call us back. You started the prayer, right? And it was the abundance prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Now tell us what's going on there, Sarah.
Well, I am still waiting in expectation. I believe the day I called in, my question was, you know, about career, a job, and it's not funny, but I, you know, like when somebody gives you a deadline, you know, instead of you doing it right then, you kind of tend to wait till the deadline. So I got till Monday to turn this application in for a customer service type job for a energy company. So, you know, I got most of my stuff ready to go for Monday morning. I'm going to be there because you have to turn it in person. I'm going to be there at 8, between 8:30 and 9, so I'm going to make sure because Monday is the last day.
Sarah, I'm glad. We're going to put a little more prayer with you, and I feel with this energy, and I thank you for calling in, and you're telling me what's there, and that's what they were letting me know. And I do remember with you, and I've got it. Sarah, do me a favor when you know, to that psychicjethro@aol.com. Send me, like I need to kind of get something from you, like your date of birth and your picture, if you don't mind. I'm going to put you in the Bible, is what they call it. It's a positive thing. I need to put the prayers out for you. I know we've been putting the prayers, and I'm glad I see what you were telling me. And I remember we said, call me in 7 days. I'm working. What we're doing is, Sarah's one of our good listeners here in Florida, and what we were just talking about, those of you listening to Psychics Gone Wild, is she's got something happening. I need you to put out your prayers, everyone, for her, and we need to put the intent. We saw this yesterday. Those of you who are listening to Lady Palmer, you know, we need to help each other. And Sarah, I realize what you're doing and you're going there. I'm gonna put that out, and I'm seeing this getting better, and I know you were looking for work. You were the one I got on last time because you were kind of eating lightly and not taking care of Sarah.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's you. I knew it was you. I love you as a client and a friend. I love you as a person, and I'm blessing you. And I know that you're a good person, Sarah, and I'm glad you called us back. I see the results. It does take a little more, and you know, two come together, he'll be there. The faith and the strength in what we're doing to help Sarah is we're keeping Sarah's energy there. And I feel like when we're in these hard times, she just let us know she's in Florida. It's this way all over the country. And those of us who are putting together work are going to be able to do that, put that together, put out that work, and help each other. You know, call us on Friday, too, if you ever get a chance, Sarah. We've got Lady Palmer, and she's doing a lot of work, what I'm talking about, on the radio show with people right on the radio. And what I've also got here, and I feel with you, Sarah, is I feel this other's coming. I can feel that other thing's happening for you. And I think that what we've got is we're putting it in the right direction. And I see this getting handled because we got to get that handled, like you said, that lights and stuff there.
Okay.
You know? And I'm kind of going with that. I really, I thank you for calling in. We've got some more things kind of happening here with them. I'm looking at the time here. We're going to thank Sarah. We're going to hang on. Those of you who called in, we've got a little bit more going. There's still a little bit more of the show. And what we're looking at is those of us who call in on Psychics Gone Wild, it was a good example there. Do you know, I want you guys to all kind of put this together. Sarah just put out a good thing here. She needs this. We're all kind of putting in a time of doing that. And we're coming into that time again where people are in hard times, and this is the thing that we do here. This is where we help each other. You know, sometimes you will hear of different resources. Look on different organizations. It was a thing that they put in some ads out in the Rocky Mountains. We put that when I was there. When I was in Sedona, we put out a place there that put up another organization that was helping people. If you hear of those places, if you know of them, please get a hold of me, chat. I'm a very big advocate of that. You know, Sarah needs some help here. We need some things help, and she's putting it in. We're going to put the prayers out for her to get the job. We want this happening. She's a hard worker. You know, we need to do that. And when we know when we're out there doing the energies, it will happen. Speaking of... And hello, I'm back. It's Psychic Jethro, and you can't keep me off Blog Talk. Whoever is doing that. But what we were saying is to help each other, and that's what I'm asking you to do. If you guys would like to get a hold of the one that I really would like you to talk to, and if you get a chance and want that extra reading and we'll work with, and we talked to yesterday that was on, is Lady Palmer. And her phone number is 216-978-3775, and there's an intuitive who's helping people. Please give her a call at 216-978-3775 if you'd like to schedule that in. Going right back to the phone, we're going to turn around and go, hello, you're on there, Anonymous. Can you hear me? I know you're a Skype reader. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
Hi. I didn't know I was anonymous. Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't know what... that's the only name they're giving me for the phone.
That's
I don't
funny.
Know why they did that.
Usually well, it is a computer, so maybe, you know, I don't know.
I'm 1111.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that's nice. You can't do better than that.
I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and it's been silly. We're having a lot of fun here. If you would like to just give me your name for your reading, and do you have a question? I'm going to kind of mini-eyes you. I apologize, but the phone is cutting out. My
I just missed that, if you said something.
Hello?
I hear Skippy kind of noises.
Good one. I apologize for the inconvenience. Blog Talk Radio, we're working with you. If I get too much on my stand or we get too silly, it does it. So we got to stay good. And what we're getting here in energy is that I'm going to go ahead and just take a minute here, and then we're going to come back and try that again with her. Hello?
Hi.
There we go. Hi.
Oh, much better. Hello?
Hello. It's great. We can hear you. I can hear there's a little beautiful bird behind you.
Yes, there are birdies. I love birdies.
And your name?
I'm Diana.
Diana, I thank you for calling. I feel like with you, Diana, there's something going on here. I'm picking up a little bit of physical with you. I feel like there's something here in the stomach area.
No, not that I know of. I'm pretty healthy.
Pretty healthy.
But I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead.
Well, I did
have
indigestion. I had pizza, and I did have indigestion yesterday. You know, I don't know.
I'm feeling like that's still there going a little bit, and I feel like they're telling me with that to just take it a little easy. And I pick up here with the energy here, you know, with Diana. I'm sorry that the phones are so low, but I pick up with you that you're really working on some things happening. And I'm getting this tummy thing. I'm also feeling like when I start talking to you that it's going to notice is that you're going through a whole bit of energy that you're going to notice this whole thing dropping off. Other energy is happening for you, Diana, and this is going to be a year that's going to be there. I need you to, Diana, kind of give me your date of birth there, and then I'll do the other part of the reading.
August 5th, but I didn't hear anything that you said. You disappeared, so if that was important, I missed it.
Oh, no, and what it's, the guys are saying here, and see, this is what they're doing today, those of you who's catching it and getting, they're telling you, Diana, that there's a lot of things happening for you in 2012. What I was saying is that they're also showing me that this year is going to be a very good financial move for you. They said there's some financial things that are coming up for you. They're telling me June.
Ooh,
and
good.
So they're also saying that. They're also looking for...
I'm not hearing you.
Phone seems to be doing that, and we're going to turn around and go back through this, and I'm going to hang on about 3 minutes. Hello, can you guys hear me? This is Psychic Jethro. Are you guys on?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good, I've got you back on, Kelly, and is that a lot better?
That's it's certainly better than the bubbles. It sounds like you're immersed underwater. It's like you're doing underwater talk.
Well, we're in Florida, and I also have a problem with the psychic line. As I'm calling in from Blog Talk, they're telling me there's too many on the line, so they're really busy on the weekends. So I will try this one from now on, and I apologize to all of you guys. This is the honest truth why you guys will see why. If you guys have noticed me living on the psychic realm, and now we're trying Psychics Gone Wild, I thank you for your patience. What I'm here is to help and get my name out there and to give you guys that help. But what I feel sad is when these things happen, you please be bear with us. Kelly, you're still there. Can you still hear me good?
Yep. And I caught, I caught Diane's. I got her month and her day. It was 8/5, but I missed the year.
Okay, now Diane's going to go ahead and do a birth reading with you, and I've got her on here now. Diane, can you hear me better?
Yes, that was 72.
72, all righty.
Okay, so we're waiting for Kelly to give her that. We'll do a few minutes of it, and I apologize to you guys that we do try to give you the variety, and what we've got is we've got Karen Kelsey is another person waiting on the line. We've got a few other people that are here to talk with you, and so bear with us as we kind of go a little bit into the destinies, and we're going to be doing a birth card reading.
All righty. Let's see. She is an Eight of Diamonds, and because she's a Leo, Leos have no separate planetary ruling card. So what it tells us with that is a person is kind of like, you know, a double or a triple of the things that we get here. I know just a little bit off the top of my head till I start into this, that eights are really a power card, and then the fact that you're a diamond, there's indications there that a lot of the lessons, life lessons you have to learn is, you know, with money, with finances, but the deeper thing is values. It's like you're here kind of to examine your values. The Eight of Diamonds is called the Sun card. This has the opportunity to rise to great heights in this life, regardless of whether you make a move, you know, for fame. You're always respected and looked up to in your work. You like to shine. You like to be noticed by others. You have a great deal of leadership ability. You're really powerful. You can really be dominating. If that gets kind of overwhelming, or you know, you like that, much of your karma is worked out through power and control struggles with other people. You dislike being controlled, and you really, ironically, try to maintain that same control with relationships. It's like you don't like it, but you want to have it. You want to hold the reins. You're really independent, and you know sometimes, you know, it's like people go, "Oh, you're so pushy," but it's like no, we learned this in business college, is like not pushy, just friendly. And anyway, in any case, you kind of have a price tag on anything. You know what everything is worth. You can drive a hard bargain. A lot of the Eight of Diamonds power means having and spending money. Female Eight of Diamonds, really especially known to be able to spend huge sums of money quickly, you know, kind of the power shoppers if you have that opportunity. It's like mottos can sometimes be when the going gets tough, the tough goes shopping, and that was probably written by an Eight of Diamonds woman. You can achieve anything through hard work and the application of inherent tuition. When you learn to direct this power back towards yourself, to personal transformation, you kind of quit trying to change the world, you know, because you really can't change anybody except that person who lives in your skin. It's like, but by changing your inner world, your outer world also shifts. You can attain this lasting inner peace and power and self-mastery, and that's the keywords of your Queen of Spades karma card. You've really got good minds. You've got a keen desire to learn new things. If you're willing to work for it, there's very little you cannot achieve and very few problems you cannot overcome because you just got that, you know, power to conquer and kind of rule, you know, as long as it's not misused, it'll give you a lot of satisfaction. Sometimes Eight of Diamonds is like, you know, here's the flip side. Sometimes there's so much power there, people go, oh, I'm not sure I want to do that or take on the responsibility, because there's also when you're, you know, if you're going to be, you know, the ruler, so to speak, it's like you've got a lot of responsibility. In relationships, there can be indecision and you know, indecisiveness. Eight of Diamonds people, very independent. Some might resist marriage, or if you're already in, you know, in a relationship, it's like, you know, it's okay. Sometimes you can, you know, or you other attract others who cannot make that commitment. You learn to give others their freedom of expression without trying to change them. And you need to learn to accept yourself just as how you are, and to give yourself that love that you seek from others, kind of that that second commandment, you know, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's like self-love is always kind of nice, not narcissistic, but just a really healthy respect for yourself. In a lot of cases, it's wise for you to kind of put that career in front of you, because it's like it's really hard to mix the two, to mix career and mix, you know, family relationships. You'll lose some of that power when you try to make a relationship more important than your life work. Let's see, you do better if you have a mate who is of the club suit. Of course, in adopting this less attached view of love brings you a lot of blessings, ironically. It's like if you kind of let, you know, let go and let God kind of open your hand to that, it's like it comes back to you. Okay, and then it's, you know, just what I've said here is like it's, you don't have the separate planetary ruling card, so you just really have this kind of like doubly so. You've got a strong romantic nature, and in some cases that can actually interfere with some long-term commitments that you might be doing. Let's see. At 39, you get a wish fulfilled this year. It doesn't mean that every problem in your life is going to disappear, but it's like, you know, you put your heart's desire, that one thing that you really would like to accomplish this year, on that 3x5 index card and tape that to your bathroom mirror. Kind of look at that every day. You know, look at your goals. Go, what have I done to accomplish this today? And you just keep making those steps. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So it's like just you really have that ability, and it's like there's some special stuff kind of help you along in the universe as you're doing that. Jethro, are you back?
I never left. I'm right here.
Oh, good.
And I thank you. And,
okay, we can hear you now.
So we've got that, and that was really good. No, and we're looking here as everyone's kind of going through this. Can you guys, going through a little bit of the things? I think sometimes in the energy that we've had, the guys will get this. And I thank all of you guys that are listening in. Please be patient. You know, and what we've got happening here is the fact that, you know, we have obviously a little bit more of the technical difficulties. What I want to thank, and the friends of you who's called in and contact, is we really are really trying to promote helping each other. And that's what I want to really kind of go into. What I also love about the fact is that we've had some really good things happening here. And this is what we've been trying to promote with it. And I do thank all of you who started out with this originally. And I do thank you the fact that we're, you know, really out there. And what we're really trying to do at 773-897-6461 is have some fun and get some chances out there. I really encourage the fact that as we're changing and we're getting into this, that we will be doing more of the different varieties of different things that we've got. And I looking at some of the things we have here, those of you who've been kind of going through here, I've got you on the phone, 919. Now, is this Brandy? Hello, Brandy. I've got 919. Okay. I've got that on there. Can you hear me, Kelly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we've got energy interference, and I do think it is. We saw this yesterday when we were doing the other stuff. I do think that a lot of times we get different ones there. So 919, I will try back with you a little later. I do love the fact that you guys, like we were talking about, do make the contact. One of the great things we do on Psychics Gone Wild, and we do a lot of times, is we talk about helping others with it, and that's what we're trying to do. We're really trying to put people into that energy of it. We've got some other people that have been listening in and going with it. I thank you when you guys call in and you get, you know, what you're really looking for. We always encourage you guys to get this with the Psychics Gone Wild, and what we really like to do is to give you that free mini readings, and we love that. We are having the most best time when you guys are calling with some of your questions and answers, and let's have some fun out of the fact that we're talking about those classes. Those of you who are going to be coming to those, we're looking at doing September in Sedona. We're also looking at doing New Orleans, and that came about because of Psychics Gone Wild. We're also looking at doing some other classes, and I say we've got Psychic Celeste, you've got Psychic Jethro. We're looking at adding some other people to this. We have the healer that will be in Sedona this time will be, the healer will be Sandy. It's Sandy and her angel healing, and she's going to be there working with that. Now, if you guys have looked on there, it is not Sandra, but Sandra Haro, and this may be part of our confusion. Sandra Green is one of our readers who comes on here. So as you guys kind of look at this, look at the fact that, you know, if you've got the time, we've got the place, get a hold of us for the third week in September for that. We've also looking at, we're going to go into a little bit more here with some of the other callers today. We've obviously had, we really were busy yesterday with Lady Palmer. We really thank everyone. We have a lot of energy here going on today that I cannot promote. For some reason, we're having a big problem with getting that out. 904, you're on.
You have already spoken with me. This is Sarah in Florida.
Thank you, Sarah. I apologize. For some reason, we're really having it. I haven't got my button in Facebook is stuck. So what we really have happening here is I can only go with what we've got with you guys in Blog Talk Radio. So I welcome any of you guys to do it. We really normally have more, so you're going to be stuck with me a little bit, and we'll just kind of talk here. I've got on the phone, I've got basically Karen. How are you doing, Karen? So
I'm hanging in here.
Thank you. I've obviously got a day that they're not going to let me give out any more people. I get stuck and it won't let me promote, and I know that we've got a lot of them through Facebook, and I've got a lot of the ones that want to. So, Karen, I would like to ask you as a favor for me. I do this quite a bit, and you know, you were on Blog Talk Radio. You got to see me with Living in the Psychic Realm. What would you think would help Psychic Jethro with Gone Wild? What do you think's going on here that we're having this energy blocks and the odd energy?
Well, I think it's all working out just the way it's supposed to, so I'm not too concerned about that. I think I feel great about it. I feel like things are happening, and the people that need to get through today are getting through. Now, that might not be real easy for people that aren't getting through to here, but I just feel like the energies are picking up, and they are more erratic in general, and that is part of why I think what you said earlier, that the psychics are, you know, getting full and keeping really busy. People are, and I've noticed this, I work at kind of a regular job, and I've noticed some really grounded people are just really struggling lately, not sleeping well. You know, the behavior is just more erratic. Just a second, I've got to pick up the grandchild here. Speaking of erratic, no, she's just sweet. She's almost 4 months old, so I'm going to sit on my lap here. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Anyway, there's just a lot going on in the air, and I think that's why there's such a need for this kind of thing to be happening, and we just have to work through those, you know, those what seem like issues and stick to the plan and keep our calm and stay centered and just keep moving forward, because I don't know that that's going to go away, and I don't know that it's going to get, you know, much better going a little further into the future. I think it will settle down, but that's kind of my take on it.
No, that helps me a lot. And I'll tell you that one of the really greatest things that I've noticed here, and we did this, you know, with the intent, and I think you're exactly right. And I love that because, you know, I think you guys sometimes realize as we're doing this, we try so hard, and I realized the other day that what I've done is I've caught myself, I'm trying to appease a lot of different audiences. And what I did better was when I was just being me. And that's what I'm going to really promote and do with, is because when we go through this, you know, we've increased this intake. And what we get here is we get on here, and those on Blog Talk. Today I've been doing a lot of prayer and energy. I felt like, I thank Karen. Karen's a very good person and friend, I feel. And she came on right, like she said, behind me. All of a sudden, whoom, there she is, had a question and got to come on here from Turbo Talk, you know. And then I have daily, we have other friends like Kelly coming on and other friends there to do it. It's what I really, and I've been praying with, and I think of you as the other ones who are listening in that called in today, I thank you, and Sarah who's still listening in, and a couple other friends, you know. I really do agree in what you just said, and I thank you. Sometimes I need to stay focused, and I've been putting a lot of effort into the fact that I really want to be doing this. I love doing this, and what I've caught on is that I used to be able to just go on and punch in my numbers, and I was on the psychic line, and they advertised me, and for years I did that with my kids, and that was an okay career. Now with the times and the work we're doing with Blog Talk Radio and these other psychic shows, we're getting out there, we're getting things, and I do think that what's happened is we put our time and energy out, and I, you know, you helped me, Karen, because I realized here I am going, what, and it's actually what's supposed to be today. You know, it's like this is a Saturday, we're enjoying things, and I think honestly, I was like a little kid, I got our bikes, and I'm sitting here thinking I could be out riding bikes, having fun, And here I am, you know, and I thought, now, wait a minute, make up your mind. Once I started putting my energy into, what am I doing, you know? And once I started doing it, then I realized that sometimes I think the static and the problems we're having on the radio is the psychics, you know, and it just dawned on me. Everything just calmed down after I talked to my Karen. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, and I do want to say one other thing. One thing that I'm in social services kinds of agency work, and we talk about, we use all this language there, and I haven't been in this particular field of type of work, you know, this niche for very long. So there's a lot of little phrases I'm going, huh, what are you talking about? But one of them we use it a lot is wraparound services. And basically, you know, that's the effort to make sure that a person has all the services that they need to become self-sufficient and so forth and so on. And that's what came to mind as you were talking. Spirit is providing wraparound services for people at this time. And just like Sandra was not able to be here today, and yet here you have Kelly, and I showed up. I just felt a real compelling to be here. And so, you know, it's just cool that Spirit works that out, and Spirit provides wraparound services without any coordination at an agency level.
I love that, and that's what we need, and that's what we're here to do, and I love you. And here, you know, sometimes we forget ourselves, and you help me, thank you, because as I was sitting here, I've had one of those days. I mean, I've had a day where I got up and fell, starting with the bedspread, you know, and I always joke, it's like, if I get up, you know, it's like, as we go through it, you know, we're looking at things happening, and it's like it goes through everybody asking me questions and things of it. They're like, what are you doing? And that was the kind of day I started with. And I was like, okay, what am I doing? Is I'm going through it. I'm looking. And I like I said, I got up, and the, you know, the bedspread tried to trip me. And I knew then it was like it's going to be one of those lovely mornings. And I think I set myself with it, and I realized that as this was going, and like you said, everything started happening, the guides and the angels have me on a path that they're teaching me a very good thing. Just seeing the future and all the years of my stuff, there's also with 2012 such an intense shift for all of us. The ascension and people that are going to the love levels and raising our vibrations that, you know, we've got to. And that's why I'm laughing. Like Carrie just explained to me, here's what they wanted. You know, I was not fortunate to be a guest on your show going, you know, and we said yesterday, me and Kelly were talking. I'm like, we've got to get Karen Kelsey. And I want Karen Kelsey. And then I say here today, and here's Karen. And I'm like, ah. And I, you know, and here she is with me now helping me. And this is the thing I love with what she just said. If you guys, you know, is it okay, what are we looking for in life? What I've been kind of doing, and it really helped, and this obviously today I wasn't doing too well with it, is I've been putting out my prayers. I've been putting out, and I've been keeping this very list. And I put down my wants, my desires, and how I'm going about. I keep myself a very positive goal list, and I live really positive in the fact that, you know, I used to be a person very much business orientated, and that helped. I ran, those of you who know, I owned my own business when I was 18, and I started out very much owning a business, working very hard, and getting very organized, and I could run three places at one time. And, you know, Kelly will testify to you guys, who will tell you my other side of my life. She worked with me way back a couple years ago in a place, and I was pretty fast, very efficient, still even now. What was really good about it is it taught me a lot about business, but sadly, I learned a business tactic that I learned to multiple task so much that I picked up stress. I learned to be a little stressed. And now talking to Karen just relaxed me. I realized some of my old patterns are coming back a little bit, because today I was like, the show, here we go, everybody. And we've had some real positive input. People have been real happy. And, like, you know, getting Lady Palmer to come on. We've got, you know, Psychic Ron's coming on. All these phenomenal people. For some silly reason, all of a sudden I went, what are you doing, Jethro? What are you doing? You know, like, I've got to upgrade. I didn't stay the same. And talking to you helped me there. I think I picked up a little of my old bad habits. I think that's why the guys won't let me have more people to play with until I play with who's on here.
And, you know, that's just so true, that we all do that with our beliefs. We, you know, kind of pick them up again for a minute and go, oh, wait, that didn't work for me before. I think I'll go ahead and let go of that one again. And that's what we're all about. I mean, the caller's, you know, same place, looking for work. That's a big one, the beliefs that go into when you're, you know, in the job market. You know, what you believe is the parameters that will be set for what you find. So believe big and be reminded, and let the spirit remind you, you know, what when you do reattach to an old belief, and just let it go.
Yes, and I love the fact as we were kind of going through the energy, we've got a lot of you guys that are listening in and helping us with it, and you now you can laugh and say, well, I listened to the day that Jethro had his day. You know, and anyone who knows, I was raised in a public situation. So for me to be speechless or a little awkward in public, you can take it to the bank. It doesn't happen very much because I've been pretty much in the public since I was 8. But today has been that day. And I'm really glad as I caught on with the energies and we're going this and everything else all of a sudden happening. You know, it's like things are starting to really kind of go into it. And we're going into the real positive energy as we've got a large group of people that follow us. And that makes me feel good. And I know that you guys follow me for who I am. And I follow you guys if you've watched as the friends and things going together, is that we're doing a positive input. And what I love yesterday, good example, was Lady Palmer got off the show. We went to the last second. We had everybody. She calls me 4 times on my phone while I'm still getting off of this line and going to my regular phone. I get on there, and the first thing she said is, when do I do it again? You know, and we both just laughed. Same thing Sue Berman said. She'll be on May 2nd on Mayo, Cinco de Mayo, me and Sue Berman, our physical hypnotherapist from Mexico. Those of you who've worked with her, she does some phenomenal work. We're putting together a healing corner. My prayer and my thoughts are that we'll have a show where we have her, we have people like Karen Kelsey, who helps people in counseling, social areas. Come on, we get these people in and we get this love going around. Those of you, you know, what you just heard Karen do for me is what I do for you. We do this together. What we all work together with, I've had someone write me once and they said, you know, as a psychic, you have all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I have my great things. I mean, I've won the lotto for people. I've done some things that you guys will see. If you saw Best American Psychics, I am one. I am also in the top 50 on the supernatural.com. I'm in the top world psychic. And yet, you know, I'm a human. I have my days. And when I want, like I did there, I want my Karen fix or my Kelly or my Kay fix with my relationship, or I want my Ryan, my son's fix, I am just as human as you are. And just as you guys are, like the lady called me and told me yesterday, she cannot understand why my phone, I can't stay in one place. I have the same phone number, but I'm all over. That's why. It's what the angels are doing. And what I love and what Karen just explained to all of us is the angels have picked me for this mission. Those of you who read Faith's book yesterday understood what I was trying to get across. I apologize to the ones on there that I only have. I have so much time in the day, and I love to do it. I do get on Facebook, and you will catch me. I do cheat. There's been times that people have caught me on there on Farmville. I sneak in. I do my few minutes. I plant my tomatoes. I sneak out. It's when I'm really needing a few minutes to myself, like Karen was talking about earlier. I do love, and you guys will catch, I'm in there also sneaking in, and I love to see my grandchildren. They're, you know, within 12 hours away from me. Ryan's very prompt, and the two little boys, the one that's always eating the food, Robert, is my youngest grandchild, and Jeffrey Jr., that was named after my nickname, and my oldest son who's passed is Jeffrey Lee, and their pictures mean a lot to me. So I do come on. I apologize to anybody if you ever miss me there or I just give you a little bit. I don't do a whole lot through Facebook, as you guys have seen with this, but I do contact you if you get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. And I thank all of you. I think what hit today was that really it hurt my feelings when I got a lot of feedback that I wasn't just helping people and I was out for the wrong thing. Because I assure you guys, a lot of times in this I do not get there's no financial means to what I'm getting. I'm being very blunt and very honest with you. What I do this for is I do it to help people. And when I had people that we lost, I take it very seriously. And one thing is the gentleman who is at home, I have repeatedly wrote to him. I've done there, and I realize that he takes the part. But I put my hand out there so much. And then when we lost him in the group and he's mad and he says no one answers him, I took it very personally. I also tried to explain there he needs to just call the 773-897 number, and we're here free once a day. I understand if he doesn't have long distance. I offered if he will give his phone number, I will call him. I do take this very seriously in helping people. Those of you who are on the psychic chat, I really, really love to have your part of it. You guys will notice that Linda, who's going to be on in May, you know, there was some kind of an understanding. Linda's my oldest sister, and so all of you guys understand, Linda's always been gifted, and Linda does it because she loves to help me. She works almost about 60 to 70 hours a week. She has a relationship, been married for years, has a house, does crafts, sells extra stuff on her business time, and helps me on Facebook every day to keep up. She's busy, and so she's going to come on in May and talk about dream energy. She's one of the reasons I'm still doing this. And so you guys who are on there, I apologize, but, you know, there's 400 and some psychics also on there. And I'm asking you guys as friends and family, those of you who are on there, please take a little time. It really hurt, and I think that's what got me so discombobulated today, was I've tried every means to reach this gentleman. I don't know what else to do, and I realize it's not in my hands now. So I'm going to kind of sit back and ask you guys that are listening into Psychics Gone Wild, please do your part. You know, I do know that he's a hurt person. I do understand. I do know that we had a couple others. Mona, I speak to you. You wrote on there quite a bit. You were also very upset with me that I won't find your spiritual mate. I must be honest with you. I'm a psychic. I don't do picking up people. I don't know what you're referring to me finding them. I can read for you free, and I can see. I get really sad when I see this, because what we started Psychic Chat for was a place to have everyone come together and meet and become friends. And what it's turned into is it's turned into a format for people to vent these kind of things or to get on there. And I won't allow profanity. I never would allow it. I won't allow it. You know, my son is 22 years old, but he still does look in there, and I still get upset if he sees it, just as I get upset if anyone else. My mother doesn't believe in Facebook, but I do have sisters and nieces and family who do get in there. I don't want to see smut. So I will put you out of the room. One of the things I love about it, and as we're getting more popular, is there's a lot of you guys who are mediums and friends coming in. Please come in. We want that. I welcome you to advertise and market there. But please also answer the people. You know, the gentleman's name was Anthony, and I feel very sad. I'm very hurt. I feel like we should have done more for him. I feel that he is in there and he is writing. I am not going to give. As you guys know, Psychic Jethro, I'm pretty stubborn. That's pretty why with a name like Jethro, I didn't get this name sitting around being embarrassed or scared. I'm going to continually keep putting in work, and I'm going to work on the fact of getting Anthony back. If he comes back in just as a friend, because he is disabled and is he put on there and his sister at home, he needs that psychic chat. And I feel we did a kind of dishonor when you guys, we or whoever was putting on there, and I'm not going to say names, when you start coming at someone's belief as he was putting on faith and other things, that is not right. I think that he had a right, and I still believe that. I'm really encouraging Anthony to come on. Those of you who looked on there will see that. I realize that I did a service. I will be checking it every day daily, because this was and still is my Facebook, and it is a really good thing that we do on there. Those 2,000 people are people that I put on. I take the word friendship very strong. And I love the fact of all of you were positive, and I thank you guys. I didn't mean to get on my high horse again, but obviously I need to address this because it is about that. And when we come on these shows and we do these shows and we help people, you guys get the concept that we are out there and doing it. And I've loved the positive and I've loved the negative. Some of you have wrote me and said, you know, Jethro, you're talking too much. You talk too fast. I do. I've been ornery and told you guys pick up the listening, or sometimes like this, I kind of slow down. I'm really honest about the fact that I am trying to help you. I want you to be honest when you're helping me. If you see or notice anything in that, please contact me. I do think that we're going to help him. These little things just really, you know, I'm not perfect, but I want to at least be able to help others, and I took that very seriously. I take my hat off to you, Paul. I take your hat off to a couple of the other friends who did make contact with them. I do know that, you know, there's some hurt feelings here, and I want to try to mend that. But they've got to take the extra hand now and try to contact me so I can correct that. I don't do a lot of times. I don't do all free readings out beside this. It's not only with what we talked about, but I do this when I can. Just understand that for me to continue to do these things, I do, obviously, like we said, have to have the other means to do that. So I've rattled all you guys' ears off. You've heard my things. I feel like I've vented. Karen didn't realize she was going to counsel Jethro today on this, and now she's going to want her amount for counseling me. But, you know, it's been a lot, and I want everyone to kind of remember when we first started living in the psychic realm, one of the things we really did is we used to do that, give a friend a call, and it used to really help. Now, personally, I've had people tease me about Gone Wild, and I joke about a lot of things. The thing that's with Psychic Jethro is I am hyper. I am very nervous. I'm also very compassionate. I'm also sometimes a little bit pushy, you know, and I apologize. But what I really want to look at, what I want to do is I want to go back to what we were doing. Let's give that person that call. If you have somebody that you want to do a positive to, please go back and do that. We started this on a note, and that's how we're always going to stay on it. Give that positive energy back. Give it back to other people. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of you on the phone. We've got a little bit of it happening now. It's coming back. We're calming down. 352, you got to stay on and listen to me, so I'd like to listen to you. How are you doing, 352?
great. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better now. We got some people calling in. We're back to helping people, and you had to listen to me, and it's just like.
That's okay. Well, I was wondering, are you still doing readings the rest of the show? Hello? Hello?
He will probably be right back.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you.
This is Karen, and I'm just filling in until he comes back. He probably got bumped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happened a couple, three times on the show.
I thought it was me that got bumped.
No, I know. The caller tends to think it's them, but he's been bumped three times, I think, so far this show. So just give him about 30 seconds, and he'll be right back for you.
Okay.
There he is.
Here we go. You got me back. Hello?
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's like I'm psychic, you're psychic, but who knows where Jethro goes on this. This is... Skype, I want to spank you. I want to tell you, I spanked my child twice. I gave him a pop on the butt. Skype, you need one. They're really being stressful, but it's okay. Thank you for being patient. And obviously, I didn't get any of that because right when I went to do it, it threw me off. Hello, 352.
Hi, I'm still here.
Great.
I was wondering if you're still doing readings the rest of the show.
Oh, yes, I am, and I'm going to stick to it until the day I get pushed out again. I better quit teasing. I'll do it. If you will give me your first name.
Cindy.
Okay, great. Cindy, I thank you, and I'd like to go ahead and do one here for you. We do those free mini readings for you here. And, Cindy, I'm picking up that you seem to be having some other things go on with it. I feel like some other things going on with your life right now. You're taking a big... not only a leap, but I feel like the guides are showing me, Cindy, with you, that you're ready to start a new endeavorment here.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I feel that real strong. I feel like what else the guides are showing me here is as you're kind of going through other things to happen, they're also showing me that you aren't done pretty much with your whole sight of what you kind of wanted to have happen in your life. You were also trying to get... some other things to kind of go here, and I feel like this new thing has to do with what you want, but it also has to do with some other people. I keep picking up other people want you to help them. Cindy, I'm getting more than one people.
They want me to help them.
I feel that, Cindy, and I'm gonna have you give me a little more than just your name. I'm gonna have you give me your date of birth because I feel like there's something else going on here.
Okay, it's April 28th. It's today. 66.
Okay, Cindy, I feel like this is with relationship. I feel like you've got a relationship where somebody's trying to get you to help them. I feel like this is a person that, it's not a loving relationship, like a person that you're with, like a husband and wife relationship, but I feel like this is a relationship of this is actually a friendship. This is somebody that's associated with you.
Okay, that is, I have... two gentlemen that I've been talking to. I was actually going to ask you about relationships, but both of these gentlemen I've dated before just started back calling me and wanting to see me, but I haven't seen either one of them. I've got business endeavors at my new location, but there's just been thrown into that I'm kind of on hold on starting that new endeavor that you were picking up on. Because there's been a lot of vandalism and stuff going on at night that I'm not sure whether to stay or to leave. You know, if I'm going to be able to get that stopped.
And Cindy, I thank you. You called in yesterday, and I knew with you in the energy, I'm correct in what I'm feeling with you. That's what they told me, and I thank you, because they're talking about the two endeavors. They're saying that the two friends is on the mind with you, and I see that with the relationship we're going to look at. And I do see this, and what I really like with you, Cindy, that's happening is that I see the angels of doing this energy with you that is just kind of like looking around, and they're starting to pull in people because you need some, you need this person's in the light there. You've got, and I realized that you were talking about vandalism yesterday when you called in, and I did put you in the prayers. I'm so glad you called back in because I, after yesterday, I know when you called in, I really want to put you in the prayers of mine. And Cindy, this is just horrible. What I see happening is these people are hitting your place. You're up at night. You're trying to watch with it. I do see them getting busted. I really want to put out this world to the world and everyone with it. Please, you know, if you see or know of anybody doing something, get a hold of that 911. All of us need to do our part. So many people forget. Here this person calls in. People are vandalizing and tearing up her place. She can't even sleep. She's taking care of a person that, in her house. Her and her son are not even being able to get their rest. And here they are nightly getting vandalized and problems. I picked up something too, and you called in yesterday, and I'm going to go ahead. We didn't have time to do the reading with both of us, but I picked up when you were talking to Lady Palmer that this person is someone that's there that's doing this to cause you guys to lose out. They're doing this as competition. They're destroying things or causing problems so that you can't get your business and your endeavor going.
Yes, that is correct, and you are very, very dead on, and I'll fill you in quickly. I rented a training farm for horses. I train horses. And I just moved here a couple of months ago in February, and I was here 1 month, and then the landlord called me. The landlord travels with the circus. They have shows at the circus, the people that own the property. They called me on a Wednesday and said, Friday I'm sending, are you going to be home? I'm sending a guy out there. We've got a friend in the circus that wants a couple of Frisian stallions trained, and he has a man that he wants to train them, but he doesn't have anywhere to train horses out of. So we told him he could come there and bring the stallions there. And I said, no, this isn't, number one, it's not fence safe for stallions. The place has been, you know, it was trashed when I got here. It hadn't been used for training for many years, and I've been fixing it up and putting all new fencing in and putting arena and training rings and all this in. So I could use it to build my training business from here. And I said, it's not fence safe for stallions. You have to keep them separate from other horses and blah, blah, blah. So he then said, well, don't worry. You won't have to take care of the whole time. We're going to send him out there to live in a camper. I'm like, you can't send some guy I don't know out here to live with me. That is not going to happen. And so they got very nasty with me. This is the owners of the property. They got really nasty. And by the end of the phone call, they said, well, we're not sending him out there on Friday. Starting the very next day, there was bicycle tracks going down the center of my barn. There was cottonmouth water mucks and snakes turned loose in the barn. Like the whole week I was killing snakes. My dog was poisoned. I turned him out for a couple hours right in the evening in his pen, his fenced yard, and he was poisoned and almost dead when I got to him 2 hours later to bring him in. He was almost comatose, a Rottweiler. Then I had a horse poisoned. They actually carried in rotting, moldy, fermented hay. She had just had a new baby. So they killed her, and she orphaned the foal.
Oh.
Now I've got an orphan foal. I've got her up front taking care of her and brought another horse up to keep her company, and I think they're after the baby next. They vandalized my vehicle. They put roofing nails in my driveway. I got roofing nails in both front tires. Then they put stuff in my fuel tank. I've been without a vehicle for almost 3 weeks, so they just got my truck back to me last night, got it fixed. And the insurance company's trying to get out of paying the claim for my vehicle repairs. And so I'm just like at wit's end, and the police have told me that they can't do anything until we catch them. I have to catch them. So I'm sitting up all night, every single night on stakeout, every single night from daylight to dark. I mean, from dark till daylight, trying to catch them.
And I see this with you, and that's what I got this, and I did pick up a lot. You could feel that I was picking it up. You could tell this, and I saw with you yesterday that, you know, when you were going through, I really was glad, and I'm glad, because what I'm also getting a lot with you is that, you know, I agree with you on one thing, that, you know, you got to be careful of who's out there, but the guides are doing it, and the angels are going to put someone out there to help you. We're going to put someone that you can get to know, because you are, Cindy, you're burning the candle at both ends, and they're winning, because what happens is you're tired, you've got to have your rest. You can't be 24/7. I see you and your son working this, but I also see them putting someone out there to help. I am going to put you really in the strength that they're showing me that the police know who this is. We obviously can't say names because of, you know, accusing someone, but we both know, and you know who this is. I know who this is. Just listening to you on the phone, I see these people. They're doing
right.
That there. They're getting away with it. And what we're going to put out there, Cindy, is we're going to put the light on them. We're going to put the energy out there. This is, you know, horrible, and it's rotten, and it's it's not even a fact of not even being a nice human being. These people are despicable, and they really need to be caught. They need to be picked up by the law, and they need to have this done. For this to happen, unfortunately, and living in a rural area, I see what the problem is. I see two things. I see we need to have somebody there. We need to have like a baby monitor. We need to have some way that you could even do a rental where you had this videotape. I see you setting this up, and I see you videotaping them. I see this going to the officers, and I see this set there. I see this set up, and the fact that they come in, you've got this set up in different areas so that it is there, you know, and they're doing it affordable, because what they're doing is they're hitting you in the wallet, and they keep hitting you financially, and then you keep going through this, Cindy, and we both see this happening with these people. You've got me emotional. I'm ready to cry with you, and I'm sorry.
And the more they do, see, I can't bring horses in for training, and I can't operate a business from here because I can't jeopardize someone else's animals, number one. And I believe the person behind it is the trainer that wants to use the property to make money training these stallions for the circus. I don't know for sure if the owners of my property know what they're doing and know that there's an investigation going on.
That's what I feel.
I've thought about calling them to let them know, but I feel like their friends are there, so they're going to cover for them anyway. But they never gave me the name of the trainer, so I don't know who to send the police after. They didn't give me the name.
And I feel that. And I feel this is the thing that we know. We're going to take a minute, both of us, and what I was doing earlier, we're going to breathe, Cindy, because we both got wild tonight. You know, if we could do the old West, we'd just go out there, and my grandfather was a farrier, and he did a lot of years of work with what you're doing, and I can feel him on the other side. He owned a very large property in Laramie Peak in Wyoming, and I can, you know, his way would have been to go down and grab him by the neck and handle it, as he would call it.
We're trying to find out who it is. So actually, the police told me to shoot him.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. They told me, if you see somebody out there, you have to stand your ground law in Florida. If you're afraid for your life, you have a gun, use it.
Well, and see, this is where, you know, and here's where we get...
I'm like, this is your job. I called you out here to help me catch them.
Exactly. And, you know, and here we are now in 2012, and you love what Cindy just told you. Don't you love our officers? What we need to do is we need to catch this person, and they need to get paid for these things. This, first of all, starting with this vehicle tires, those aren't cheap. Then you add in with anybody who's ever had an animal, especially horses, they're very expensive. They're very good. They're very rewarding. But this doesn't come easy. I had a friend one time that teased me, you know, they said as a child, they go, I always wanted a pony. And then as I got older and I started seeing all these things that my friends were doing, and as they became well-to-do and life went on, and they realized those people who had those animals worked so hard, that pony was very much a reward in a part of the family. And there's where you've got another thing. What she was just telling us, and you people are hearing, I'm psychically getting here, and this is where, Cindy, I love the fact that you just let you come in. You showed me where our purpose is. You know, you called us, you got this in here. Do listen with me that they're showing me this. They're showing me this with the thing. They're showing me that they see this. It's like a baby monitor. The video picks it up. You know, I know that there's places you can do these affordable. You know, in fact, we have it on our computers. You can do it for... under, I think it's like $40, you know, talk with someone who can do this. They monitor it. It's set up out there. They're watching your property. It's taped on there. This person's taped seen doing this. I do catch on that, you know, we do know. They keep telling me that you guys have an idea. Unfortunately, here we are again. You know, if we say something to the person, she's in trouble because she's putting out their name. But here they are legally. Now the officers are going to shoot them. I think the answer in between of a happy medium there is to find and do the energy of that we get this stuff, we get them caught, they get the thing. And I do think they're running her out of things. So who's it most financially beneficial to the person we're docking there? They also know this. They know very well that they did this before. They run people off of their career, and then there's less competition. This is where it comes down to. And what they're showing me is they're showing me you catching them. They're showing me you going about this, you putting these things out, you're picking this up. You know, and this is despicable, by the way. I can relate with you. My first business, I had someone break my window and repeatedly cause problems in my cafe the first couple months to basically do what they're doing to Cindy, to financially keep hitting me so that eventually I was no competition. I had to, you know, trying to get me to close my doors because it's expensive. This vandalism is expensive. What I feel with you happening, and the same thing I did, is we're going to put that up to the angels. Get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I have some other things I'm going to give you that work for me and help you with some things, because we're going to positively bring in some real strong angel work so that they do catch them. you know. And what we need to have happen is I'm going to put out the guides that somebody gives those other ones a little kick in the caboose here to help her, because having someone there, okay, if he's staying on the property and they work with you and the Lord puts someone in there, then we got the angels helping you so that they can do it. I also feel sadly, you're a trusting person, but you've been hurt before, Cindy.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where we've got to have some people that can meet with her, come through. I'm asking the other Christians there so that the angels start doing it, because someone comes in and says, okay, I'm hanging, like you said, out there. Because you're at a point here, especially with your horses. You know, you're putting so much work and time in too, and your other things. You don't really have much time to kind of watch this. And this is causing a distraction. Your animals are sensing it. Here you are trying to raise them for things that you're doing. You need that complete quiet and positive healing ground. And what I keep feeling is they keep telling me that this person is really bothered by the raising of the animals. They're also, I don't feel that they're really real far from you. I think they're closer to you than I feel like this is a neighbor, or they've got a way to get into you that's close.
Okay.
They keep showing me that. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of circus people here in this town, which is a very small town, but there's also more like 20, 30 minutes away, 15, 20 minutes away, a bunch of families with owners, a bunch of the circus people in this area, because it's their winter headquarters, and there's just lots of small circuses, circus people, big circus people, you know, everything from this is the home of Ringling Brothers Circus in the winter.
I feel it, and I do that. And Cindy, you know, I was encouraging the other ones. I would sit down with you, you know, and we do this on them. Send me a little bit. I will do an email with you on it so I can look at the picture. What I need is a picture of the front of the place, you know. Just go out and take me one of those pictures off the phone if you have to, just like the front of where the incoming is. So like a lot of times in a ranch property or a property like we're talking, they'll have a place where you first come in. Because I need to see that energy, and what I need to see, and I know people are like, what are you doing? What I'm doing, if you guys look at this, and I have worked with some officers and stuff, a lot of times the police really don't like with what we do. I had one politely tell me once before that, you know, if the psychics could do this, they would be out of work, and I want to go, exactly. Because really we do that. If you look at what we do, what I would like to do is I'd like to help you, and I promise that I will do this. If you send this to my email, I will look at it. I have some things I'm doing here after the show and some readings, and then I will get to it this evening, so tomorrow you'll get my answer. I want to look at that. I want to see what that is, and I want to see what we can do here in putting this out for you, because I feel them catching the person. And when you were talking yesterday, me and Lady Palmer were both, you know, you could feel us chomping at the bit, parallelize the fun there with a horse trainer. But we were both chomping at the bit of get them. You know, we're both going, you're hurting animals, you're hurting this person. And this person is not just doing that. I do pick up, you're right, I do pick up this person's in the same kind of career as yours are. I want to pick up, I do feel that you need this outside help, because we need to catch them red-handed, and I see that happening. And you call the right...
I told you to get game cameras, because they're cheaper than surveillance cameras, but infrared...
Yeah.
Game cameras that do night shots, but they're still expensive. The infrared ones that'll catch them at night.
I agree with you.
They're been killing me financially. Do you see also the insurance company coming through and paying the claim? They're coming up with all kinds of bogus baloney trying to get out of paying the claim, and I just had an attorney send them a letter yesterday about paying the claim. Do you see that I'm going to get paid on that and reimbursed?
I do see it coming for you. I see them paying on the claim, but I see you having to do the push. You know, that's why the insurances have that. And I see you standing firm, and I see you, you know, they're going to have to. I do see them coming out, and I see a check in your hand. I see you doing the firm, and I see you going, now, you know, and this is what you've got. I don't see them being able to buck out of it. I just see you have to keep the pressure on them. One thing we all know with, you know, the times we're in, a lot of our companies and what we're seeing with people is these companies are really starting to just decide that they're doing this, and they do this push with other people. There's where I see it happening for you. I see you getting it. But I'm also seeing something else here going on with you financially. I see you getting out of this other stuff, and I see I see you getting some of the other blessings here of some other ones kind of trying to help a little bit, because you're putting a lot of into what you do, and it's good. But I also see that kind of blessing coming a little bit later, Cindy, of I see some other financial things of doing some things with it. And it's kind of a shame, because I see the person that you're taking care of, the elderly person you're taking care of, seems to be really physically at a bad spot. I feel the help there. I'm going around it a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's trying to build his strength back up. He's had cancer prostate cancer he recovered from, and he's had a stroke, so he walks with a walker, and he's kind of weak. So he's working on and doing better each day, getting his muscles a little stronger. He started going up and down the stairs. It takes him a while, but just trying to build his muscles up, his strength. And he's getting a little bit stronger each day, being able to lift that leg more that was under stroke. So let's try to get him on some, you know, good vitamins and some protein and some exercise, using those muscles that have gotten so weak from just sitting basically, but still doing nothing.
I feel that. I also feel I feel like he's still got some other little bit of a battle, and I'm getting the motion here. They're telling me, you know, to let you know that he is working on it. He's doing it. He's got another health hill to overcome, and during this time, to really, you know, the blessings that you're going to get is the things you're doing there. My hat off to you. I feel that very strong with you, because this is not easy. You're doing a lot of work there. I also see what else has happened for you. As things started to kind of take off and go through things, they also started putting on the other work for you, and they also put about some other work in there, is they kind of went through some other stuff happening. And it's like the guys are showing me that there's something else kind of going sad here. They're telling me that things are kind of working out to that point of, you know, looking here, that they're going to get his... I get some other health things that are still kind of going. He said, you know, just kind of forewarned as far that there's some other health there. I still see him trying to go through.
Okay.
Okay. I thank you with that, and please get a hold of me. You know, I'm looking at here. We've got about 8 minutes, and Cindy was just called. We've got quite a few. Now the phones are working. We thank all of you guys that have been patient in the hold of us today. Psychic's Gone Wild when little Lulu and Jethro went with it. So as we're going into this, we're going to come right back to what we've got. We're on Psychic's Gone Wild. We're on the air. We're live on 773-897-6461. We're trying to have some fun. We've got a little bit of a prizes that we gave out, and we're looking at it. We've got a couple of you guys need to send your mail. If you wanted to get the book, those are the two of you who won it. We've had two winners who've won the Psychic's Gone Wild, and we have your book signed. We need to have you send your snail mail address to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. Send it to me there, and I will get that book signed and send out to you. It is a free prize. We won one yesterday, and we had one win last week. 519, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you doing? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm calling. My name is Lynn.
I thank you, Lynn. I'm Psychic Jethro, and I thank you for calling in. And we've had a really intense day. I was so happy to hear a human and no bubbles or silly stuff. Our phones have been having that time. That Lynn, I would just like to take this moment and thank everyone who made this possible.
That's good. I think, what's my question? I wanted to know a little bit about, and this is for everyone kind of, do you feel with the change of consciousness that there is going to be anything, like, is the change of consciousness connected to the change in the weather?
Got that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, and then we'll get Kelly's opinion on that, and we'll get on here with Karen Kelsey and see. I feel my opinion of the change in the weather and the other parts is very much affected with the change. I also have noticed that I have a very strong opinion on the fact that it's a lot of the sending the sights out. I love the fact that what we were doing with the stars, I do agree that we were sending out, but I've seen the weather and the changes there very much. My family back home in the Rocky Mountains are letting me keep very much track that Yellowstone and other areas are having other things happen with our Earth naturally right now. And I also see and feel with the weather, the changes. We were discussing some of that there. I've been on the move for the last 4 years, pretty much. And every place I've been has told me that. Starting with Sedona, Arizona, they normally do not get snow. Psychic Celeste will tell you on there when we talk Monday, they just had to plow snow a couple weeks ago. Her and her relationship were out taking a snow plow in Sedona in the afternoon. That was just really unheard of.
I didn't know they had a snow plow.
They do, and I know, did you know they were even saying that they had to take out and do some other things there? You know, and usually if I'm living there for a year, what I loved about Sedona, one of its benefits, and from living in the Rocky Mountains at 20 below and 5 foot of snow, is that Sedona only gets a little bit like a sprinkle of powdered sugar, and they had quite a bit. And ironically, you know, going into also when I was staying in California, I had people saying they were noticing it was warmer, they were seeing different energies. And I, you know, believing what we believe in our ascension work, I feel that this is also due to a lot of our planet transitions. We have astronomers who are on the psychic chat, and they've been discussing the fact that if you look and see what's happening, a lot of, like, right now with the Pluto retrograde and other Earth energies that are happening, you'll see that. You'll notice that there's a lot of transfer there going on with it. And Kelly, I've got you live. Would you like to give your opinion on this?
Sure, I didn't catch your birthday, I'm sorry.
Oh, April 3rd.
April 3rd, okay, so just this month, all righty, let's see here. It takes me a little minute.
She's going to be doing that, I guess, looking at your birth chart. We've had a good day, thank you. And Karen, have you on here about the Earth and the changes that we're having and we're talking with about? Karen? I think Karen's a little busy too right now. So it's me and you talking.
All right. Yeah, I think, you know, I think Europe, I think, had a bunch of snow as well. But I don't, do you think it's just the energies of people? Like, that's causing everything to go on, or?
I believe it's the times we're in. I believe it's what we, you know, this is the really positive thing that we're seeing with a lot of us psychics that we're going through, is that we're talking about the Earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things are happening with the times, and they're affecting our weather, they're affecting other people. Look at this last weather, if you watch the news. I mean, I don't ever watch TV, but I do keep track a little bit on the computer with what I'm doing with what's coming up on the sides, and we're seeing tornadoes. We have these other things that are normal being really even abnormal for them, and there are people commenting on it, and I think that's the ascension work that we're having.
I am here, Jeff.
Yay. Yes.
This is Karen.
Yes. What do you feel, Karen?
I've definitely been keeping my ear to the ground, so to speak, on some of these issues with the Earth changes, and there's just a lot going on. We've been tracking any of the sounds and underground rumblings that they don't know what those are, or sometimes they try to make silly connections with that. That, you know, anyone would say, you got to be kidding me. You expect us to believe that's what it is, you know. There's just a lot going on, and I think, you know, all energies are connected, whether it's Earth energy, you know, human energy, the shift that's going on. And I leave that fairly undefined as far as where that's going and what that is, but there's definitely changes going on. And it's data that's just out there, and you can find that if you just, you know, some of the sounds. Have you been following that at all, some of the sounds that have been underground that are associated with earthquakes and so forth? It's happening all over the world, and there's just evidence of it. So I missed the question that's attached to it. Were you wondering what that was associated with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on it? You tell me what you think.
Well, I've been listening. Like, I've never been able to hear the Earth before, but usually prior to something like a tsunami, I'll start to hear a thrumming in my ear, like a pounding, and then within a couple of days, something like an earthquake or a tsunami will happen. So it's like there is a connection with the Earth, and I do believe that everyone's consciousness being raised is sort of causing all these changes because our consciousness is our energy, and the earth is trying to, you know, compensate or sort of build its way around that. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It is very much so. But, yeah, you are definitely connected to that and experiencing what we're going. You know, there's a lot of theories out there about where it's going, and something that I think about quite a bit. And I believe it's all leading to something good. And good is, of course, in the eyes of the believer and the beholder, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is good. And we hear a lot about transformation and shifts and transitions, and those might be from a worldly, earthly perspective, those might be somewhat difficult, but is it for our betterment? Is it for what's going to happen? Probably so. Jethro, did you want to close down?
I do. I apologize to everyone. We're at the last few minutes. I want to thank everyone for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We thank you. Thank you, 519, with that great question, and we appreciate that. That's something we're going to be talking about, topics, and I love the fact that you guys that could get in. I apologize to everyone that couldn't. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild, closing off with our Wild Saturday, and I thank all of you guys in the chat room. Kelly's in there handling that. We have 10 seconds left, and we're going to end up with the last of it, just our fun little music of mine. And thank everyone. We thank you, Karen Kelsey, for coming on and being able to help us when you can. She was, and thank everyone, and here we go.
Thank you.